Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Why are Gauteng hospitals facing medical negligence claims, and what is the solution? Jack Bloom, member of the Gauteng, a provincial legislator for the Democratic Alliance. Good morning. Thanks for joining us again. Thanks for saving us from Mukundi's music. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, good to be with you, Howard.
So 1.6 billion rand in medical negligence claims, that can threaten, that can collapse the Gauteng healthcare system, surely.
Well, that's in 1 year. In fact, the total accumulated claims is 22 billion rand. I mean, that's sort of about a third of the entire Gauteng health budget.
Mm-hmm.
These are claims, and obviously if they go to court, not all of them will be substantiated. But every year, in fact, the Gauteng Health Department pays out 700 million rand in court-ordered payments. And, first of all, money can't compensate for suffering. And, you know, the big payments are for brain-damaged babies. Now, this is a lifetime of suffering, medical treatment. Some of the payments are 30 million rand. It makes a huge dent in the Gauteng health budget. It's money that's needed to actually fix up the health system so that we don't have so many claims in future. So it's just a never-ending cycle, is that, poor services lead to medical negligence, lead to injury and claims. And, for years and years, the Gauteng Health Department has promised that there's going to be a turnaround, that things are going to be fixed up. It's just sort of scandal after scandal. I think it's the damage, I think, at the Eskom type levels, is that many years of corruption, of the wrong people put in the wrong jobs. You just see the chickens coming home to roost. And I think what the Gauteng Health Department has to do is, first of all, admit it's a crisis. The Gauteng MEC for Health said, no, it's pressures and they're coping with it. Well, it's much, much more than that. It's a real crisis. They need to, to clear out the rot. The incident that demonstrates to me how deep the problems there was the assassination last year of a really good, competent, honest official, Babita Deokaran, last year. Now, if someone like that is getting, knocked off in a hit, so then, things are really bad in that department.
So what has to happen? I mean, in terms of all of these claims, the department can't afford it. That money should obviously be spent on other things, saving lives and doing what they can. But what should be happening?
Well, the department is increasingly relying on the mediation process, which I think is part of the way forward. Court cases are expensive and frustrating, and you've got to get a lawyer who will agree to take it. Usually they take quite a large contingency fees. It can actually take years before there's actually a court judgment, and the department ends up spending, lots of money on legal fees as well. Well, so it's actually the lawyers that win out of this, whereas we should be looking at the victims. So mediation is a much speedier process, and to give the department credit, they are doing more mediation cases and making settlements in a timely manner. But, the real solution is to stop the medical negligence taking place in the first place. But what the department is also trying to get, and at national level, they're trying to pass legislation that they don't have to make all the payments at once. If the court orders 30 million rand, they'll say, no, we're not, we'll give, X million rand a year. And the other thing, they'll do it in installments that protects their cash flow. And the other thing is they want to say that all future medical treatment for, say, a brain-damaged baby will be done at a state hospital. Now, you can imagine that's not going to go down well with people who've had a loved one injured at a state hospital, and now they can't get private health care. They must go back to a state hospital because the state wants to save some money. So I think it's really a terrible, terrible situation, as bad as the Gauteng situation is. You have to look at an even worse situation at Eastern Cape, where the claims are larger than the entire health budget. It's just going to overwhelm the system. So clearly, I think the state is looking at ways of limiting payouts in some way, which, is not really fair for the people who've been damaged. But unfortunately, if you're going to keep making all these payouts, there's no health budget left to run a proper health system. You know, that's why I say this is like Eskom levels of corruption, mismanagement over many years, and it's going to take quite a long time to sort out, if there's the political will to sort it out. I think that's the problem.
Unsigned Adolf saying all the doctors are overburdened. They are doing calls where they go without sleep for 2 days, sometimes more. It's not only South Africans in the hospital, they're treating the whole of Southern Africa is here, and this is also partly why the system is constrained.
Well, I actually got figures. You can't make foreigners the scapegoat. I actually got figures recently, and they account for about 4% of the numbers and the expenditures. Well, but they're the scapegoat, actually. I think the root cause, frankly, is poor management. Earlier this week, there was a pediatrician called Dr. Tim DeMeyer at the Raheem Adus Mother and Child Hospital. He wrote an open letter to the heads of the department, and it was like a cry from the heart. He said, you know, how can you go to bed at night knowing that children are dying because, you know, things are going wrong at our hospitals? And I asked a question of the MEC for Health yesterday. We had the health budget debate about the CAT scan at the Raheem Musa Hospital. It's been out of action for 3 months. Can you believe it? It was a 16-year-old machine, which, of course, things are going to go wrong. It's reached its natural lifespan. Anyway, they had to fly a part out from Netherlands, then another part broke, and now they're trying to salvage a part from a condemned CAT scan at the Schartenknecht Hospital. Now, I mean, surely you should have planned maintenance and that you should replace machinery when you know that they're going to break after 16 years of use. And Dr. DeMeyer, you know, wrote of his anxiety and just the stress of children dying, basically, because poor management and lack of equipment and just a terrible situation. And, I think, when there's a crisis, first of all, you have to admit there's a crisis, then you've got to do something effective about it. But you can't have your head in the sand all the time. And doctors and nurses and patients, they all know the problems. And we're looking for ways to alleviate it as soon as possible.
Yeah, it is a very, very serious situation. Jack Bloom, a member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature for the Democratic Alliance. It is 8:58. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.